This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. The community is invited to Oakdale Cemetery this Sunday, not to become a resident, but to discover and experience the architecture in a whole new way with the Music and Mausoleums Tour, a strangely romantic afternoon. Guests will be greeted by bagpipes at the gate. And Ed Terberg, the secretary of the Friends of Oakdale Cemetery. His interest in architecture and cemeteries began when he was very young.
When my brother and I were preschoolers, this was during World War II, we lived with my grandmother, and across the street from us was a cemetery. And my teenage aunt would take my brother and me on walks through it just to get us to stop jumping around. Be quiet. And we would see the mausoleums. And I remember one time going up to a mausoleum and knocking on the door, and nobody answered. And we went to another one and another one. And we came home and told my Irish grandmother that we had gone to these little houses and knocked on the door, but nobody answered. And she said, "Oh, you should never do that. That's where the leprechauns live. And they only come out at night when the children are in bed. So if you wake them up, they're going to be very angry." So the moral of the story is I have never knocked on a mausoleum door since.
Ed is leading the Music and Mausoleums Tour this Sunday. There are many stories behind the eight mausoleums on the tour. The first stop is the Vollers Mausoleum.
When you look through the glass doors, you see a stained glass window with an angel in it. And that just rivets people when they see that. And then from there, we go to Pembroke Jones's burial. It's a beautiful Georgian mausoleum. And from there, we go down the hill to the Keenan Mausoleum, in with Henry Flagler and John Rockefeller. Then we go to the Meyer Bear Monument, which is, I think, typical of what you would think mausoleums would look like. It looks like it'll last for centuries. A lot of important people, a lot of good architecture, a lot of good music. I'm really excited about this.
Speaking of the music, here's Julie Reeder, who serves on the board of Oakdale Cemetery and has three generations of family resting there.
We start out with Tom Tillman on the bagpipe, and we go all the way through to having Lynn Boney on harp, a flutist, Sally Dunn, and the guitar and vocal, wonderful music from Susan Savia will be there. I'm sure she'll probably bring her harmonica. And then our final one is a new group in town called Coastal Blend. It's an a cappella group, and they will be singing songs of the 20s and 30s, really tight harmony and great voices in this town. Hopefully everybody, as we leave, will sing along some of the old tunes with us, so maybe we can bring back that tradition of having families come out to the cemetery and not seeing it just as a place for visiting their relatives, but it's a place to see a little bit about our community and the different topography and the amazing botanicals and the secret gardens that we have in Wilmington, even down to the iron gates and the wires and things that are in that garden you won't see anywhere else in this community.
The part about the mausoleums is rather static because, you know, it's sort of an architectural presentation. And I think the nice complement to that is the informality of the musicians. I mean, it's as if you're walking by and all of a sudden music is in the air.
The earthly life, which is the mausoleum, and the spirit, which is the music.
Yes, indeed. Nice. Absolutely.
That was Ed Terberg and Julie Reeder from Oakdale Cemetery. The Music and Mausoleums Tour is this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Find an extended conversation and ticket details at whqr.org.